This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The Burlington Discover Jazz Festival is an annual celebration of summer and music and community in Vermont. This year marks its 33rd year, and there are a ton of great acts and events for music lovers of all stripes. Jazz Fest started on the 3rd, and it runs through the 12th, so if you haven't made plans for the weekend yet, we've got you covered. Here to help us out with some of the highlights still to come is VPR's Friday night jazz host, Reuben Jackson. Hey, Reuben.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, man. What's that song? It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, well, usually that's a different time.
This and football season for me. So.
But Reuben, Jazz Fest is more than halfway through. Are we late to the party here?
Oh, no, not at all. I think, there are plenty of entrees on the table. I mean, I think one of the wonderful things about Discover Jazz is that it's kind of like an extended work. You know, you might have like the first movement and then you have like the adagio, but it continues. So it's not like if there's someone in particular you wanted to see and didn't, that could be maybe a slight bummer. But it's not like the quality diminishes to the point where you think, I should just stay home. So you shouldn't, people. You shouldn't.
You want to tell us about one thing still to come that you're really excited about?
Oh, gosh, one thing. Is this an hour here? I'm kidding.
Yeah, we got 3 or 4 hours if you want.
I'll get two in real quick. Medallia, a Vermont-based band, just really, I think, versatile and fun and funky and all those good things. As far as, like the name acts, Diane Shore, who's a vocalist, who's performing with the Count Basie Orchestra on Sunday. You know, I think what's happened with jazz confuses people sometimes. You get such a broad array of influence, and I think that's always been the case. But what's that expression? It's a good problem to have. So you can hear traditional things, you can hear more outside things, as people say, and I think it's like the best smorgasbord of all,
Well, speaking of things that may not be sort of traditional jazz, mm-hmm. or that you may not think you're going to hear at Jazz Fest, let's play a little bit of music, and then I want you to talk about this, because here's another act that you're really excited
sure.
about. So first we'll hear it and see if people can try to figure out, oh, I know who that probably is. Hang on a minute, we'll hear it.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And one day he was shooting at some food, and up from the ground came a bubbling crude.
Oil, that is. Black gold, Texas.
All right, so the key here, if you're trying to identify the artist, is not that fabulous singer, but it's that instrument we heard right at the beginning, and it comes back later in the song,
yes.
The banjo. So who are we listening to?
Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, who are playing tonight.
What?
Tonight is it's Waterfront. Let's call it Waterfront Thursday, but the first tent concert is tonight. So Bella Fleck and the Flecktones have reunited for a brief tour, and fortunately for us, they've come our way. And I consider them genre benders in the best way possible. I was going to say, you could also identify this if you're of a certain vintage and you watch the Beverly Hillbillies
well,
on TV.
Well,
because you can,
And do you know who that singer is? She's fabulous.
Oh, gosh, I cannot remember her name. No.
All right, well, we're going to put that video that we're hearing from online so people will find out. It's pretty awesome. Reuben, you have sort of told me you're losing sleep so you can get to a lot of these performances. And I'm sorry, maybe I grassed you up there saying maybe you're even leaving work to get to them. I don't think that's true. So
it's just between us, Jane.
Yeah, I'm not trying to shame Reuben. What do you actually love about the Discover Jazz Festival?
Oh, my gosh. It's I'll use a metaphor again. It really is. It's a great indicator of where the music has been, where it's going. Even now, we had kind of a so-so winter. The winter ends, whatever had happened to manifest, and the sound is everywhere. So even if you aren't particularly invested in an artist or artist, walking up and down Church Street and the music is all over the place. Like yesterday it was cool, but there's like a breeze blowing, and you have like school bands, and you have a lot of the other fabulous musicians here, and what's not to like? It's my winning lotto ticket, since I don't play the lotto. And you can just sit there and chase the music, or let the music chase you. And it what's that, the kids? It's all good. You know?
And you mentioned the school bands. Now, I know a secret about you, which is that you have a very soft heart, and you love those school bands, don't you?
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Oh, man. Smitten. So smitten. Yes, yes. It's the music, of course, but I think the teacher in me will not die, thankfully. And I love the earnestness. There are some fabulous jazz ensembles in the state of Vermont. And I also love just seeing young artists coming into themselves. So I think no matter what it is, what you're witnessing is seeing what can happen within a collective, you know, like a band. And like yesterday I heard Kern Hatton from Downstate and Middlebury and a bunch of other. And I was crying like a parent, you know. like, do you have someone in this band? I said, oh, they're all my kids.
So that's at the very local. But Ruben, I know that you're also jazzed about, and I'm sorry about that pun, but you're jazzed about, you know, a lot of the local acts that perform at Jazz Fest. And we want to play another cut of music. So this one in particular that you're really excited about.
This is a group we were also fortunate to have here as part of the Live at the Fort series, Suleiman. They're a duo, and it's you know, it's that sea of possibilities again that falls under the jazz umbrella.
Let's hear a little bit. Yeah, that's getting pretty funky there, Ruben.
Mm-mm. Yes, yes.
So you really can hear a little bit of everything if you go, you know, even if you just wander around on Church Street during Jazz Fest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That to me is really one of the joys, you know, and their films. I mean, I hate that cliche, but there is something for everyone. But, I walk up and down Church Street and I think of a line from a song by Bob Marley. One good thing about music, when it hits, you feel no pain, you know, and it's early summer in Vermont music. What did Biggie Smalls say? It's all good, baby, baby.
Now, if people are really just going to Jazz Fest so they can catch a glimpse of you, where will they find you in the next few days?
If it's school band time, they can catch me at getting tissue for crying. But I roam around. You know, just look for me. People come up and say hello. Don't be bashful. Say hey. Let's groove together.
You've actually been working some events this year, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's a yearly thing, you know. Introducing acts and film introductions and that kind of thing. But it's what I love. So I've been chasing music since I was a wee Ruben. Bad French.
Well, adult Ruben Jackson hosts Friday Night Jazz on VPR. We have a link to the Burlington Discover Jazz Festival at vpr.net, where you can find all of the events and information. Ruben, what a pleasure. I always love talking with you.
Oh, thank you. Same here.